Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Manager Show. If this is your first episode, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. Today, we are going to be talking about the timeline of producing a single podcast episode. So if you haven't seen the behind the scenes of a podcast episode, then this is going to be really enlightening on kind of what the workflow can look like and how you can save your clients so much time by helping them with all of these tasks that I'm going to outline for you. I'm going to start with one of the questions that I get a lot, which is, how early do your clients send you their podcast episodes? So like, do I have a deadline? Should you have a deadline? And the answer to that is yes. So my clients need to send me their audio a week before their episode is going to go live. To be honest, my clients usually send it to me like 5 days before, because they're usually sending it to me like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and the episode is going to go live on Monday. But they also know that I do a lot of my work at the end of the week. And so it's not like a great habit to get into, but it works for me. So I don't usually ask them for it any earlier than that. And then, you know, my clients have also gone on like maternity leave. I've gone on maternity leave. And so we've done different things during those times. But in general, I say that my deadline is 7 days when really it's usually like 5 days. And that works for me. So you can set it up however you want to, depending on, you know, how you're working your business. But having an idea of what your deadline is really good. And the reason that you need to have some sort of deadline in your mind is because the process can take a while depending on what you're doing for your client. When I was working on multiple shows, when I was working on 6 or 7 shows, I was doing one show per night. It was a true hustle. And if you haven't heard that story, then definitely grab a seat at my masterclass because I go into detail on that in my masterclass. But I had to have everything ready for that night because if I didn't, then I was going to be behind. You know, I was going to have to work more on a Saturday or work more on a Sunday. So when you have this timeline in your head, then you can really plan for the workload that you have and know how many clients that you're going to be able to handle and how you can organize your time. So walking you through how the timeline of producing a podcast episode, starting with getting the audio. So as we talked about in one of our last episodes, you can do a lot with guest management of booking guests to be on an interview episode, but we're going to start with getting the audio from your client and kind of what the timing and the workflow can look like. So I have my clients upload their audio to Dropbox, so I know exactly where it is when I go to edit. The thing that I usually have to chase, though, is the intros for the interviews. You don't necessarily have to do an intro for an interview, but it is best if you do. But those are definitely the things that clients are usually late on, are the intros. So you get the audio and you edit the audio. Now remember, it can take 2 to 4 times the length of an episode to edit it. So if it's a 30-minute episode, it'll take you anywhere from 1 hour to 2 hours to edit it. So budget your time accordingly. After you have it edited, you've added any ads that are in the show, you've put all of the audio pieces together, then you're going to schedule it in the host platform with a description that you would likely write for that episode. That whole process of editing, writing a description, scheduling it, I would generally do within 3 hours, so I could do in one night, and I usually could fit show notes in there as well. So the next step is creating show notes on their website. If the show notes are the style of show note where it's kind of a summary, bullet points, resources, takeaways, that kind of thing, then that might take you maybe 30 minutes or so. But if it's a longer style blog style show note, then that could take you 1 hour or more, you know, based on however long the episode was. So you definitely want to price that higher and know that it's going to take you longer to do. And depending on, you know, how you're working, if you're working longer hours or shorter hours, chunks of time, that is definitely going to take you. It's going to be a lot to do if you're editing the audio and then you're writing a blog post on that episode. That'd be a lot to sit down and do, in my opinion. So once you've written the show notes, you then could create social media graphics. You're probably updating graphics. Maybe you're putting in headshots if it's an interview, and you can schedule the social media graphics, maybe with social media copy that you've written or someone else has written. You're creating audiograms with clips that you've pulled while you are editing. You could schedule those, of course, too. And you can transcribe clips from those that you pulled and put them in a quote bank for your client to use in other ways. That kind of all flows together. If it was an interview, then you could also be emailing the guest with the social media graphics that you created. And this email would be, you know, to remind them to promote and to thank them for being on the show in the first place. All of those things are pretty customary. I personally, once all of that's done, then I'll do some extra stuff that my clients and I have worked out over the months or the years of things that they want to do in addition to kind of those basic things. Maybe I'll write an email based on the episode. Maybe I'll think of like Facebook Live topics based on that episode. So that's one thing I'm doing right now is I'll think of like, okay, what could you go live on? That's kind of like a spinoff of this topic, because then they can talk about the podcast episode, but they're also like providing new value to, you know, like their Facebook group or their Instagram following or whatever. While I'm editing, I'll think of things that are I'm questioning, like I'm wondering, I need more information on, or I'm wondering like, oh, what do they think about this? Or what do they think about that? I'll write that stuff down and I'll either use that like as a potential Facebook Live topic, or I'll use that as like an engagement if they have a Facebook group and I am thinking of like things that they can do to kind of engage their Facebook group. I'll say like, oh, you know, this is a question I had, pose that question to the other listeners, and they'll probably all say, oh yeah, I was thinking that too. Or I love thinking of funny things. A lot of people say like they don't know how to say the word niche. Is it niche? Is it niche? So one of my clients, she said that in one of her podcast episodes of, oh yeah, is it niche or is it niche? So I recommended that to be part of a social media post. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, yeah, haha, I don't know what I say. You know, you can poll them and ask them, which one do you say? And it's just a way to engage people and kind of build that community feel of everyone that's listened to the podcast. So I'm thinking of things like that for my clients to engage their audience, but also stretch this material as much as we can. Now, with that information, you can start thinking of how you could chunk up these tasks. Let's say you had three clients. Would you have a day where you edited all the audio? Would you then like write all the show notes together? Or would you sit down and do one client from top to bottom? Personally, I like doing it from top to bottom because I think whenever you edit their audio, then you have their voice in your head. So you can write like them a lot easier. You're kind of just in the groove of what they do, what they sound like, all of that. And it's easier to stay in that groove, I think, than it is to chunk it up. But I know people that will edit audio like straight, just edit a bunch of audio to kind of like get it done. And then they'll do that post-production stuff another time. So you can start to brainstorm, okay, if I were to have five clients and, you know, that's your goal, because that's the number you believe is going to get you to your monthly income goal, what is that going to look like? Like, how are you going to be able to manage these tasks? And of course, you don't know exactly what you're going to be doing for them, but you know sort of what it would take if you have a monthly income goal. So you can start thinking of how you can manage this. As you can see, like from the client's perspective, they would be doing all of these details, plus they would be recording the episode. So they would be like brainstorming the episode title, they'd be brainstorming the content, then they would be sitting down to record it and they'd mess up and have to start over 10 times. And then once they were done with that, then they'd have to edit it. Like, can you imagine? There's a lot of people out there that are doing it all. And it is seriously time consuming. I mean, you could spend multiple days just with one episode. And this is just with like a pretty standard episode. There's also the fiction podcasts that are all scripted and have all of this amazing research behind them. Like, gosh, it just blows my mind the effort that goes into producing one episode. In fact, just the other day, my daughters and I We're listening to a podcast called Kids Short Stories. If you have kids, you should totally listen to them. My 4-year-old was totally into it, which really surprised me. But, you know, obviously, I'm not paying him like I would on Audible to listen to a story. I'm not paying him. It's a podcast. But I knew like how much effort it took for him. He was making up these stories and they were just like great for kids, just perfect. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to totally look up how I can, you know, send him some money if he has a Patreon account or however he's doing it. Cause I'm sure he's, you know, collecting money somehow, because I totally understand how much effort it takes to just put out this 10-minute short story for kids. And my girls were loving it. So I owe him. I don't know about you, but for me, I forget how time consuming this can be for someone, especially for someone who doesn't have really a system and has a lot of practice doing this. And maybe you don't have a lot of practice yet, and that's totally fine. But this is the same kind of flow for each client, and you can get into such a groove. I honestly love the routine. Like every episode is different, but it's the same basic things that you're doing. So you can really just like get so good. And I don't want to say fast, because it's never a fast process, but you can get really smooth and set up a system that really works for you. I would love to know how you manage this workflow. Like, are you editing? Are you like writing a bunch of show notes one day? If your clients send you like a bunch of audio, maybe at the beginning of the month, and then you edit it and it's all done like beforehand, like the ideal batch recording situation, I want to know that, because that's always the goal of me and my clients, but we're all pretty relaxed, the people that I work with. And so we never really get to that point. Actually, one of my clients, in the very beginning of working with her, she would record all of her episodes in one day, and then it was the beginning of the month, and then I would, you know, edit them as I go. But I would love to know if you are actually doing that, or just how you're managing this. Personally, I think it's so interesting. Plus, I can then share it with everybody else so that we can all get better at our craft. And that is actually one of the reasons why I created the Podcast Manager Mastermind Facebook group, is so that podcast managers could talk and learn and share with one another. So if you're not in that Facebook group, definitely join. It is a free Facebook group so that we can learn from one another. You can ask me questions, you can ask everyone else questions, and we can all get better at what we do. All right, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I can't wait to chat with you in the Facebook group or on Instagram or wherever it is. I'll talk to you there. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook, and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.